we could transition to the meal, and using meal time also as a time for mindful awareness, contemplation. The all of these changes of posture and different objects of sense contact are opportunities for contemplating the Dhamma, so that particularly meal time is usually a time when on retreat the mind can be settling or not, or just looking for an object, and then seeing food is pretty primal, so to be able to establish that continuity of awareness and recognize that it's possible to develop an evenness an evenness in the practice, an evenness in the postures of meditation.